The historical H.E. Brown Building on McIntyre Street in downtown North Bay is being transformed into a set for a post-apocalyptic independent film that is currently in production in the North Bay area. The film is a post-apocalyptic cyberpunk film about these two characters who go off into this nuclear wasteland together trying to find a family member who may or may not exist. It has kind of a Mad Max-esque vibe with bandits, pirates, and holograms, and it takes place deep in the future, explains Ryan Keller, the managing director of Other Animal Entertainment, and the producer for the film called Nobel and the Kid. Vic Fedeli stood over a headless skeleton prop on the set as he announced some major funding through the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund for productions like Nobel and the Kid. "It is big volume money, and this is one of the many film announcements that we have made," said Fedeli, Nipissing's MPP. "The restaurants are busy, the car rentals are busy, actors, and including hundreds of extras from North Bay. Families that line up to be extras in these films. It is a really important economic development tool." Keller appreciates the funding, which he believes plays a crucial role in production taking place in places like North Bay. "Without the NOHFC, this production would have never happened," said Keller, who is originally from Thunder Bay. "The ability to make independent films that are truly independent from a creative perspective is only possible with the sort of economic support and the trust that comes with programs like this, so it is an incredible privilege, and I really cannot think of many other places on the planet where you can find that kind of financing that allows you to do that, so it is essential." Fedeli says that North Bay has created a literal ecosystem for the film industry. "You can rent lights, you can rent cameras, you can find props. It is all of what we have built. It started because of the monies put by the NOHFC, but it has really surpassed the fact that there is money available. It really is Hollywood North." Vic Fedeli, MPP for Nipissing, announced that the Ontario government is investing $4.4 million into six local film production projects, including Keller's production. Fedeli says the funding is strengthening the local economy and creating real opportunities for the people who live, work, play and do business here in North Bay. The breakdown of funding is as follows: $2 million for Great Productions, Ontario, Inc. to produce the film, Everything's Going to Be Great, in partnership with Amaze Film Plus Television Inc. and Everything Great Holdings, LLC. That follows the story of a struggling small town, family-run theater and stars Oscar, Golden Globe, and Emmy winner Allison Janney and Oscar nominee and Emmy winner Bryan Cranston. $500,000 for Hideaway Pictures Inc. to produce the film, Christmas by Chance, a family holiday film that follows a newly single woman who accepts an invitation meant for someone else. $500,000 for Hideaway Pictures Inc. to produce, Harvest Homecoming, a romantic story that follows a substitute teacher who moves back to the family farm. $500,000 for KM Windmill Love Productions Inc. to produce, Christmas on Windmill Way, a holiday story about a woman's attempts to save a historic windmill from a hotel development. $500,000 for HP Styled Christmas Productions to produce, Royally Styled for Christmas, which follows the story of an assistant manager of an upscale boutique who is roped into being the personal stylist of a visiting duke. $415,000 for Other Animal Entertainment Inc. to produce the feature film, Nobel and the Kid, a story of a man with troubled past who must take over custody of his friend's child after a tragic accident.